This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, how to have the lamest Halloween ever of your life. I mean, we've actually been trying to talk about it, but it's been a busy night on the phones, which I prefer. I like it when we talk to you, when you talk to us about things that you think are important. So feel free to call in and join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday show, Halloween night edition with you. It's Ian.
And the captain.
We're going to go back to Rick in Bowling Green. He'd called in with some questions about voting. He heard you mention, Captain, earlier tonight that you don't vote.
Right.
And I do. I
specifically
do
not for president.
You just don't vote at all.
I don't, no. Yeah. But that doesn't
have
mean...
Have you ever?
Was
there a time in your life where you...
Not in a government situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I happen to own a piece of stock in a company, and there's a shareholder's vote for it every year. I've voted there.
You opted into that system.
Yeah,
you
wanna... just completely voluntary.
Let's go back to Rick. He's in Bowling Green, I think listening to WKCT there. Rick, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, what I was getting at is I think these political parties, I think sometimes as we become adults, people get an autopilot and they just say, I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain turns off.
That's right.
Okay? Oh, great. Yes, they pick their team and now they're flying their team's colors.
Yep.
Right, right. And so what I'm saying is I'm looking at the world right now in 2020, and it's really been more than 2020, but it seems like it's becoming more and more polarized, but I look at, there's two factors that influence my vote more than anything else, and that is originalist justices, okay, the Supreme Court, because we got an oligarchy going on here. I mean, everything ends up going to the Supreme Court. The legislature is not passing laws anymore. Everything's going to the court, and the court decides this is the way it is from now on, or it's not. So when you look at our Supreme Court, the left judges, they toe the line for the Democratic Party every single time. You look at the swing vote judges, it's Kennedy, it's Roberts, when Obamacare went through. You don't see the left judges swing voting. They create the law, whatever the Democrats want them to do.
So man, when I look at the judges, all I see are a bunch of arch statists that want to control my life, and every very rare now and then the judges will make a decent decision, but for every decent decision, there's 30 of them that are pro-government, pro-state, make the government bigger, and it doesn't matter to me.
I agree with you there, but I'm just saying, when you look, just evaluating the swing votes, I feel like the Constitution, an originalist justice, you got a better chance of forcing the legislature.
But you don't get to pick them.
Broad appeal.
Not only do you not get to pick them, but statistically, your vote makes no difference. You can do the research yourself. Go ahead and look that up online. Just type in statistically, your vote makes no difference. You'll find all sorts of articles and research that prove that your vote isn't going to make a difference. So.
The other thing that influences my vote is I just look at regulation and expanding government. The party, in my opinion, in 2020 that wants the government controlling everything is the left. And so it's like, I do not just put my brain on autopilot and say I'm a Republican and I'm going to vote. Like I said, I lean libertarian.
That's good. That's commendable.
But Rick,
sometimes I just have to say, look, these people are off the rails going one way, and I may not agree with everything this one thinks, but this is closer to where I am in 2020 than those guys are.
But, Rick, you got to remember something here. And, look, I'm not trying to defend the Democrats or anything like that, but just trying to get you to look at a different aspect. So there's what the politicians say, and then there's what the politicians do. So look, for instance, at the years during the Bush administration when there were, four, five, 6 years or something like that. Well, there were several years where the Republicans had total control over the House, they had total control over the Senate, and they had the presidency. And what did they do? They made the government bigger than it's ever been. Yeah. They didn't do jack squat to make the government smaller. And,
I agree.
You know, so it doesn't matter. Are we freer now than we were 10, 20, 30 years ago?
No.
No.
And furthermore, this system that you're talking about, this government system with all the courts and all the laws and all of the Congress people and all of the police and all of the alphabet agencies is forced upon you. You never decide it. You've never voluntarily signed up for it. It's a lottery of birth. Because I was born on a specific piece of dirt on this planet Earth, I have had the United States system forced upon me. Mm-hmm. I never once said, yes, I agree to abide by all of these things. It was never asked of me. Most of us didn't. And so this is my whole objection to the whole entire system.
That said, I do agree with you, Rick, that I will continue to play this stupid game of theirs, because that's, you know, I'm not of the belief that it matters at the federal level. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
They're going to just ruin our lives and destroy freedom and destroy the economy.
It probably has more effect at the local level.
Right.
If you're going to use the argument of self-defense for
voting.
That's
my argument.
The place where I'm speaking specifically to the caller here, I know your thoughts on it, Ian, but that's the most likely place for you to actually have an impact is to get involved with your local community on a local level.
Yeah, and here in New Hampshire, we actually have people who we know who are running for these political positions. One of our co-hosts, Aria DiMezzo, is running. She actually made international headlines this year because she is the trans-Satanist anarchist candidate for sheriff here on the ballot as a Republican, which is amazing and hilarious, and there's no way I wouldn't vote for her because it's awesome to be able to do that. And does she have a chance to win? Honestly, it's 2020. I think anything could happen.
With all the press that she's got, she certainly has a chance.
Rick, thanks for the call. I do appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us here tonight, so thank you for that.
I would be flabbergasted if she won, but also ecstatic.
If she wins, it'll be like dead explosion.
We have a, should I call it a gentleman's agreement?
You and who?
Aria, that if she does become sheriff, that I get to be Deputy Kickass.
Deputy Lord Kickass.
Deputy Lord, Reverend, Captain Kickass, whatever, however many more titles I need.
All right, so we're going to continue with more of your calls, and it is a night of the Daves. We've got two more Daves on hold here. Dave in Michigan.
Oh, full moon and Halloween and a bunch of Daves.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
That's right, another Dave. Fascinating conversation. I'm watching the moon come up now.
That's a full one.
Indeed. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
How do I say it properly?
With words.
Governor Whitmer here in Michigan has been defeated by the Supreme Court of Michigan that her orders are not valid. However, Dana Nessel, the attorney general, said, well, we'll just push this over to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Yep.
And now, and you just mentioned, you guys, earlier, that I believe New Hampshire's taken down names and numbers of people coming into restaurants.
Yeah, that started today.
And that's happened in Michigan now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new thing. It's going around. It's spreading faster than COVID-19, actually.
Damn right.
Yeah, what you're referring to, Dave, is the fact that this governor there in Michigan, very unpopular, did some really tyrannical things this year, was one of the worst of all of them. She got smacked down legally by the court system, and you'd think that was the end of the story, but no. She said, oh, well, if they're not going to let me do it, we'll just have the regulatory agencies basically come up with the exact same rules and shove them down people's throats. So what it really goes to show...
And even more, they increased the fines.
So,
Oh, you didn't like it that way? Great, we'll crank it up a notch.
The lesson to be learned from this, and thank you, Dave, for your call tonight, the lesson to be learned here is that the whole checks and balances thing is garbage.
Yeah.
It's not working the way they told you it was going to when you went to school.
I keep looking at, because it's brought it to mind the whole the global reaction, all the different governments with the same reaction to COVID, right? The lockdowns and all that kind of thing. So the global perspective has been on my mind. And so I keep looking at the U.S. versus, well, any other country. And I'm not seeing any fundamental difference.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right? We might as well be ruled by kings or
any
other type of monarchy or whatever you have, because the results are exactly the same.
The authoritarian dictator in Belarus is less restrictive than the United States governors.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He told people to drink vodka and go to hockey games.
My kind of ruler.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st. Wherever books are sold, visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial call toll-free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number, 855-450-FREE. More of the lamification of Halloween. And we haven't even started talking about Thanksgiving yet. Because there's a whole set of new rules for Thanksgiving from California's governor.
Is this the one where they have a certain set of rules for Thanksgiving dinner, but then they have a different set of rules for, like, funerals? And so people are saying, well, I'm just going to have a funeral instead for our turkey, because the rules are more lax, for the funeral than they are for the Thanksgiving dinner.
I hadn't heard about that, but it sounds plausible.
I mean, it sounds like the Thanksgiving rules are like six people or less. Right, can't be from, you know, have to be from your family, right? Can't be more than one family, something like that. And like,
we won't have time for it tonight.
Yeah, all right.
Before Thanksgiving, we'll get to that all story. Because we've got lame-o Halloween rules we've got to get in here.
Lame-o-ween.
But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Another David, this one in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah. Grand jury indictment I'm looking at here. State of New Mexico. And you remember that judge I was telling you about, M. Monica Zamora?
Our listeners may not.
Yeah, anyway, so M. Monica Zamora, judge, she's the one where she terminated my parental rights and adopted my children to, and this is a court document, Kurt Odin Elitch. And I appealed that to the New Mexico Court of Appeals and got a unanimous 3-judge decision saying that M. Monica Zamora had violated the law, and they reversed the termination of my parental rights and that adoption.
And you got your kids back.
Legally.
No.
No, I've never seen them again. However, jeez. I have this grand jury indictment here that I'm reading from, State of New Mexico versus Kurt Elitch, E-L-I-C-H, and grand jury indictment, count number 4 and 5, this gentleman, Elitch, who pretends to have adopted my children. Says right here that defendant did unlawfully touch or apply force to David Elitch, which is actually not his name because they couldn't legally change his name from Olson to Elitch, but did touch him in a rude, insolent, or angry manner, a petty misdemeanor. And then he also
does that mean he hit he hit your kid, your son?
He touched or applied force. Is the battery, and the assault is threat or menacing conduct did cause David Elitch, which is that once again not his name. His name is Olson, and it was could never be legally changed, to reasonably believe he was in danger of receiving an immediate battery, which apparently he did receive, a petty misdemeanor, contrary, whatever. So, and that's count 4 and 5. This dude also has a felony charge for slapping up the baby mama, my ex, his ex.
She really picked a winner, huh?
Yeah, and he also attempted to rape her at the same time.
Jeez. Is this recent? Is this like a recent development, or is this old news?
On or about November, I just found out about it because a lawyer sent this to me, but on or about November 10 of 2019 is when he did this stuff. So,
can you use this information to try to get your kids back?
I'm sure I can use it to do something. I don't know exactly what this will affect, but I can use it to do something, yes. Mm. So, anyway, that's the infinite wisdom.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the kind of news you want to receive. It's like your kids are getting hurt, right? But on the other hand, the guy's a jerk, and maybe this is an opening or an opportunity for you. David, I wish you the best, and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So to take you back to the sort of the theme of the show here tonight, in betwixt your phone calls that have been coming in, and again, that's what this show is about, so you can call in about anything you want. But I was announcing some of the lamification techniques here that they're encouraging all over the place, and I've seen it in just my neighborhood here in Keene, New Hampshire, with these candy shoots, as they're calling them, this sort of impersonal shucking of candy down a tube at the kids that are waiting down below. And so here's the rest of the story. A doctor, a pediatrician with the Allegheny Health Network in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Action News, WTAE reporting, he is recommending that people that they not leave a candy bowl out, that they put together some sort of inventive system. He says there's all kinds of creative ways that you could use hooks to hand the candy out to the kids. He says you got to wear a mask, though, but don't wear two masks because that could be a respiratory problem.
One mask doesn't cause any problems, but two does.
Arakri said children should trick or treat with those who live in their home or in pods that include others they have been in close contact with. He said families should not crowd outside homes, and they should keep their distance from others. Because, you know, back in the day, back when things were normal, you'd, like, walk around the neighborhood, you'd see your friends, you'd see your neighbors, you'd stop, say, hey, neighbor, isn't this a nice Halloween? Oh, did you see those costumes? You know, this typical Halloween chatter. Now, you've got to stay away. Stay as far away from your neighbors as you possibly can. Don't stand there and talk to them. Don't have any kind of conversation. Don't act like everything is okay, because everything's not okay. Be afraid of COVID. Be very afraid.
It's making people afraid of other people.
It's horrible.
And, you know, I keep saying we're becoming a society of bubble boys.
Right. They use the term pods here, which is very similar to the social circles concept that they have going on in Canada, where in Ontario province they say you're only allowed to have a circle of 10 people.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to hang out with anybody else besides those 10 people. And those 10 people all have to be in the same circle. So they can't have, like, a connected to one circle here and then connected to another circle there. No, it's the same 10 people. That's it. So they're saying you can only go trick-or-treating with pods.
Oh, man, the governments of the past would just be licking their chops at such control, at such ability to track all of their citizens at their every move and where they go and what they do, who they associate with, who their neighbors are, all that stuff.
Right, they're literally turning people into pod people.
Yeah.
You know, like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Going on. So, Brandy Jackson of Enbridge said she's prepared for distance. Trick-or-treaters will be out tonight in her community. She says, we did the tube, and then I'm going to have a barrier so we can keep the 6 feet. She attached a tube, a PVC pipe, to her porch. She said her 2-year-old son will put the candy into the tube to slide it to the trick-or-treaters. It's important this year to keep up hope and just try to keep things as normal as possible. Well, you're failing. Okay.
Indeed.
If your idea of normal is to attach a PVC tube, decorate it, and change everything about how Halloween has ever worked up until this point, is anyone buying that this is in any way, shape, or form normalcy? This is fear. This is constant fear. It's fear just racking people and making them creative to try to feel good about trying to maintain whatever sense of participation in this holiday.
I mean, look, I'm all for finding a workaround for your problems. Mm-hmm. It's human nature to do that, to look for, you know, the way to get around a problem or hurdle a problem, solve a problem, that kind of thing. So, like, you know, in ways I can appreciate at least the creativity, you know, involved. But I do not have the hope that some of these people have. I said in the beginning when the lockdowns first started happening, everybody's like, oh, it's only 2 weeks. I said, no. In fact, it's going to be never ending. So far, I'm right.
Arcree revises children use hand sanitizer after stopping at every 2 or 3 homes. Can you imagine the obsessive use of this stuff? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. With just days to go before the election, both campaigns are pulling out all the stops to reach voters. At a rally in Michigan, former President Barack Obama told supporters why he feels Joe Biden will make a great president.
And that sense of decency and empathy, the belief in hard work and family and faith, the belief that everybody counts, that's who Joe is.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence was in North Carolina talking to supporters about the administration's economic accomplishments.
Who do you really think can bring the American economy all the way back and then some in 2021? A career politician who spent 47 years in Washington, D.C., raising taxes, growing government, stifling our economy under regulation and economic surrender on trade, or a proven job creator who's driving the greatest economic recovery in American history?
USA Radio News. Travelers to New York will no longer have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they're coming from an area with a high number of coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the change Saturday, saying that travelers will now need to just be tested for COVID-19 before coming to New York and again after being in the state for 3 days. One of the largest restaurant acquisitions in recent memory has been completed. The details from Kenneth Burns at USA Radio's East Coast Bureau.
They say America runs on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is about to be run by Inspire Brands. The company, whose portfolio includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, and Jimmy John's, will buy Dunkin' Brands Group for $11.3 billion, including debt. It's one of the largest restaurant deals in recent history. The Wall Street Journal reported it first, with the two companies confirming in a joint press release a short time later. The deal is Inspire Brands' fourth acquisition since they were formed in 2018. It will make them the second largest U.S. restaurant chain after McDonald's. That's based off of domestic sales.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, you bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the scaredy cats of America, scaredy parents.
The United Scareds of America.
They're so frightened of COVID, even though, you know, how many people do you know that are sick?
Zero.
How many people do you know that have died from COVID?
Zero.
Let alone had caught it in any sort of meaningful way that actually took them out of commission for any significant period of time.
And, you know, we had a caller tonight talk about, you know, Trump had the COVID. Well, do we know that?
Supposedly. I mean, that's what they said.
But how do we know? We don't actually know.
The conspiracy theory from the left is that he didn't have it, and he was just lying to make people think that he did.
I mean, I don't actually know. I would have to believe some sort of
mainstream
media.
How would you know
media.
Anyway? Like, you know, yeah. If you got sick and you took the test and they said it was COVID, you'd just have to believe them.
You'd just be like, yep, okay, I guess I have it.
I mean, if you live or die, that's, you know... Who knows what's going to happen there? So we were sharing with you a story from, let's see, where was it? It was, I don't know where the hell it was. I actually closed the story down already. But, oh, it was from Pittsburgh, talking about some of the ways that people are doing their Halloweening
this
year.
The Lamoweens, right?
Yeah, and here's another one. Because, again, as I said, these are all over the place.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been doing this COVID tube where they just chuck candy down a PVC pipe. And I've seen at least three of them in this neighborhood, so it's very popular now. And there's a man in Maine, though, who came up with something different. He got really inventive.
Was it a butt?
No.
Because some people are hanging like jack-o'-lanterns off the end of the tube.
You know what I mean?
To, like, catch the candy.
Yeah, I thought maybe
somebody made one that looked like a butt.
No.
So when the candy comes out, it looks like a Baby Ruth.
In this case... WGME is reporting on this guy in Winslow, Maine, who they say he built a Halloween candy dispenser. It made from scrap lumber, about $40 worth of pulleys, ropes, and hardware.
Could have just built a catapult.
He said Halloween is always big in his neighborhood, and he wanted to make sure kids still have a chance to celebrate safely. Quote, "We didn't want Halloween to disappear for those kids, you know, and we know there are going to be people out there trick-or-treating, and we wanted to be able to still provide a fun but safe opportunity for those kids, so I kind of threw this thing together," Halloween hobbyist Chris Bernier said. The dispenser works like a clothesline, using a pulley system to carry candy down the driveway, where it's automatically cut down onto a table. From there, kids can safely grab the treats and enjoy.
So it sounds like robots.
It just shows a guy with what looks like a big clothesline.
Yeah.
And so he connects the candy to this rope and then, you know, ropes it down to some table where there's like a knife or something on the other end.
I mean, so far, I think my idea about having
a slingshot.
Loading the fun size candies into the wrist rocket and, you know, hey, kids, dodge this.
All right, so I've got some other news related to Halloween. This is it's kind of good news. Nearly 400 revelers busted at New York City Halloween warehouse party. So some people are out there saying, screw the man, screw all these rules.
Nice.
We're having a party. And, in fact, hundreds of people were busted up in a Brooklyn Halloween party in a mostly maskless monster mash, according to NYPost.com. It was busted early this morning for violating social distancing and large gathering rules. Using surveillance video, the New York Sheriff's Department watched about 150 people enter a warehouse at 23 Meadow Street before sending in deputies to the scene around 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Inside.
They let people just walk into a warehouse? How dare they?
They found, well, they had to let them walk in before they busted them.
They let them party until 1 a.m. too.
That's right. Inside, they found 387 people dancing. My God.
Not dancing.
Many.
Wait, isn't this the plot to Footloose?
Dude, it's actually real.
I know. I say that every time dancing comes up. It's like, people were found dancing.
That's how crazy this is right now. That's what's happening. They're telling people you're not allowed to dance. And it's not just New York City, which, by the way, goes way back with anti-dancing laws. They had the cabaret laws back, and I think they actually still have them on the books. You have to have a cabaret license in order to allow people to dance at your establishment in New York City. I don't think they've ever gotten rid of that. But, you know, in this case, now they're just telling everyone, you can't dance. And it's not just New York. It's happened right here in Keene, New Hampshire. There's a bar owner who I know personally who told me that the liquor commission came in and told him you're not allowed to. They saw people dancing in his establishment. Like one couple was dancing. And they told him you can't do this.
Wow.
It's happening.
Wow.
It's real. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Wow.
Despite the shutdown, they found 387 people dancing, many without masks, live performers, Halloween decorations, a DJ, and three walk-up bars, according to a spokes bureaucrat.
Sounds completely illegal to me.
Deputies shut down the bash and issued desk appearance tickets to the party organizer and eight others, including security guards, employees, and entertainers.
I'm assuming nobody told the men with the guns and the costumes, the badge costumes, that is, not the Halloween costumes, to GTFO when they showed up.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be nice, but what are you going to do? I mean, they got guns.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, do you want to have a shootout over a party?
Not really.
No. So what you should do in this particular case, New Yorkers, is... everybody that was... Now, I'm surprised they didn't ticket all 387 people.
Wait, I was just thinking you could, when they come to the door, you could welcome them in and go, hey, great costume now, here, have a beer, you know?
Ooh, scary. But you know, what they ought to do is not pay these fines and go to trial and demand and clog the system. And that's too bad they didn't actually ticket all 387 people. They only ticketed the people that they perceived to be in charge of the party.
Selective enforcement.
So... yeah, I don't want to spill the beans, but there's a plot afoot to do something similar here in New Hampshire.
What?
Yeah. Throw a party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything more than that.
All right.
I'm not authorized to say anything more.
Can I get invited?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah. So, some scary stuff there. That's real scary. People being told they can't have a good time. I mean, look, what does it matter? At this point, the 387 people were already together. So what does it matter if the police come in there at 1 a.m. and break it up?
Yeah.
If the COVID's going to spread, it's done already spread. At that point,
they prevented nothing.
But what it matters to them is obedience. They have to crack down, because if they don't, then it looks like they're impotent. It looks like that they, you know, the laws won't be enforced, or they're not being enforced, consistently,
right,
or whatever. But this is what needs to happen. People are, they need to fight for their right to party.
Seriously.
It's true. Like, that's what needs to happen here.
No, I completely agree. Unfortunately, it's not happening.
No, not in a significant...
Anywhere that I can see, anyway.
Well, this New York party.
But... Right, but I mean, you know, it's not in my purview outside of the news. And
oh, there's one going on right across the street right now. There's a party going on right there.
What are we doing here?
We should
be doing the show from over there.
Well, it'd be a little loud,
okay,
I think, in there, but... I mean, kudos to the organizers in this particular case for putting this together. It does make me feel good to know that things like this are still happening, that there are underground parties that are going on. And
did it say there was any live music?
Yes, there was a DJ and live, what they described as live performers.
Okay.
So what that means,
or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So that's some of the little bit of good news. Now back to the bad news. The UK is prepared to enter a new phase of lockdown. We reported on this earlier this week that UK was doing like a 17-day lockdown.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Now it's an entire month.
Oh.
And according to the story at the AP,
those bastards.
They're saying here that the UK has passed 1 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Note, those are just cases,
mm-hmm,
not deaths.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, made a sudden about-face and confirmed that stringent restrictions on business and daily life would begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. He said at a televised news conference that no responsible Prime Minister could ignore the grim figures. Unless we act, we could see deaths in this country running at several thousand a day, said Johnson, who was hospitalized earlier this year for a serious case of COVID-19, but survived. Under the new restrictions, bars and restaurants can only offer takeout. Non-essential shops must close. And people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons, including exercise.
So
we're right back to where we started.
F them all.
And if you don't think it's going to happen where you live, well, it already is in some U.S. cities. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you
you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free in these remaining moments. We got enough time for you if you want to join us here.
Show enough.
I'm changing gears, though, Captain. Got a pretty big story that that I wanted to cover here tonight. And I was really happy to see this news. I did not know that in Oregon, they are going to be voting on being the first state to decriminalize hard drugs.
Okay, let's define decriminalization here, because before recent times, the last decade or so, the word decriminalize meant just eliminate all the laws about this particular thing. That was decriminalization. Any law that said you were a criminal if you possessed it, smoked it, held on to it, you know, gave it to your friend, whatever, this made you a criminal. So decriminalization meant you are no longer a criminal if you do these things. Now, in recent times, decriminalization means the law is just going to make it their lowest priority. It's still a violation of the law, but it's just not going to be prosecuted as fervently, and it'll be the last thing that we do.
So decriminalization these days means more the latter of any amount of lessening is decriminalization. Not that you're removing all criminalization, but to lessen the penalties in any way is considered decriminalization. And in this case, the proposal is pretty good. So let me jump into the story here from the AP. And what would be a first in the U.S.? Possession of small amounts of heroin, cocaine, LSD, and other hard drugs could be decriminalized in Oregon under a ballot measure that voters are deciding on in Tuesday's election.
Party in Oregon!
No kidding. Measure 110 is one of the most watched initiatives in Oregon because it would drastically change how the state's justice system treats people caught with amounts for their personal use. So instead of being arrested, going to trial, and facing possible jail time, users would have the option of either paying a $100 fine or attending a new free addiction recovery center.
That sounds like a money grab.
It sounds awesome, dude. Are you kidding me? A $100 fine compared to what, jail time with probably a $1,000-plus fine?
Yes, of course. It's a lessening of the penalty. But now, when you get busted for having some drugs in your pocket, they're going to be like, pay up, son.
You know what? If that's what it took, look, think about it like this, right? Like in South American countries or Central American countries, you get...
That's not decriminalization. That's just law reform. It's still illegal.
No,
it's still illegal.
It's decriminalization because
you're still getting penalized.
It's not considered a crime. It's not. It's
then why the $100? Why the punishment?
Because they want money.
Exactly.
But still, look, Captain. If you get pulled over by a cop in Mexico or whatever, and he puts his hand out or whatever, you put a $20 bill in his hand, he goes away. I mean,
yeah. So this is institutionalized bribery.
That's all it ever has been. But I'd much rather have it be where I can slap down a $100 bill than have to go to a jail cell.
So much like when you travel to Mexico, and in anticipation of encountering a policia that you have to bribe, everybody's going to start carrying around like a $100 bill in their sock.
It's a smart move. Yeah. Here's an idea. You clip the $100 bill to your identification. Mm-hmm. And then that way, you just hand them your ID, and it just happens to have a $100 bill. Oh, I didn't know that was. I forgot. I just attached that $100. I wasn't trying to bribe you, officer. I just happen to it's just a place I keep my money. I just clip it to my ID. You just handed him your ID. He's got the $100 bill. Now he has to decide what to do with it. Does he hand you the ID back with the $100 bill, or does the ID come back without the $100 bill?
Right.
Look, I'm not in favor of any amount of criminalization, but if we're talking about the difference between somebody goes to jail for a year...
Yeah, I would rather see people not go to jail, obviously.
Right.
This is
a good bill. Or not even a bill. It's a ballot measure.
Yeah, I don't want to downplay
this is
it.
A good
it's
one.
Certainly a better situation than what's currently
this
going
is,
on.
This is not going to ruin people's lives like the previous current state of affairs where you will go to jail, likely, if you get caught with these things. So, and this is very much like Portugal. In fact, it mentions later, although Portugal doesn't give you an option from what I understand, in Portugal you do have to go to their government class, which is stupid, right? Because if you're not an addict... And look, not everybody who's using heroin is addicted to it. It's easy to think that that's true, but we did actually have a guy call this show once upon a time who talked about how he's like a heroin weekend warrior, where he doesn't do any heroin during the week. He's responsible. He goes to his job.
Yeah.
But then on the weekend, he boots up some heroin. And
it's like a functional alcoholic, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. And so somebody like that, if their job is still with them, they've got their life under control, they just like a little bit of heroin now and then, they happen to get caught, then the system forces them into some sort of treatment program. That's actually a bad thing, because if somebody isn't ready for treatment, if they don't want the treatment, if that's not what they really want to do with their life, then they're not going to be benefited by it.
Right.
And in fact, they could actually cause a problem for the people that are there that actually do want the help. So letting that person make a choice of, well, do I just want to pay the $100 and then be done with this, or do I want to go to this class, that's actually pretty decent.
Just a abolish all the drug laws, period.
I understand. But this is the political process, Captain. I mean, it takes time. Unfortunately, we don't even have, even here in New Hampshire, where we actually have libertarians who've been elected,
yeah, we don't even have
not
legal
a single
weed
one
yet.
Of them. Yeah, not a single one of them has put forth a abolish the drug laws bill. And that's because they all play this little political game of, oh, well, I don't have enough political capital, they'll say, to do that. And it's a lame excuse, but that's what they say.
Yeah.
And until one of us gets elected for those positions, then it's not going to happen.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Well, congratulations, Oregon, if it passes, which, we'll see.
I don't know.
There are enough hippies in Oregon that I'm aware of that, this should be, a hot topic.
I definitely will be keeping an eye on this on Tuesday night and the next day. But let me tell you more about it. The centers would be funded by tax revenue from retail marijuana sales in the state that was the first to decriminalize marijuana possession. It may sound like a radical concept, even in one of the most progressive U.S. states, but countries including Portugal, the Netherlands, and Switzerland have already decriminalized possession of small amounts of hard drugs, according to the United Nations. Portugal's, again, year of 2000 decriminalization, so it's going on for 20 years there now, brought no surge in drug use. Drug deaths fell while the number of people treated for drug addiction in the country rose 20% from 2001 to 2008 and then stabilized. So more people were willing to get help once these decriminalization measures came into play.
This has been shown over and over again. And, if people would just listen to System of a Down, they'd know this already. All research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased while law enforcement decreased and abolishment of mandatory minimum sentences.
Wasn't that lyrics from their song?
It is, absolutely.
Which song was that?
I believe, the prison song.
Okay.
Yes, they're trying to build a prison for you.
That's
and me.
Right.
So at any rate, when I first heard those lyrics, I was like, is that true? And I went and I looked it up, and
turns out
sure enough, there's been plenty of study. This is not news. This is, I mean, what you're saying is news because it's specifically it's new to Oregon. There's a thing on the ballot. But the news about the research shows that law enforcement doesn't work. Making criminals out of these people doesn't work. All it does is further tax the system, further cause, you know, more tax to need to be collected to pay for all this crap, right? Whereas if you just abolish all the criminalization of it, make it not a criminal thing, then and allow people to get treatment when they need it, that all of the problems go away.
In a 2019 report from the UN Chief Executive Board for Coordination, they announced their commitment to, quote, promote alternatives to conviction and punishment in appropriate cases, including the decriminalization of drug possession for personal use. So you've got this increasing cacophony of voices out there that are, you know, saying it's time for a change here, even all the way up to the United Nations, which I don't really care for.
Yeah.
But still, it's worth it to point out that they're saying these things. Doing so would also, quote, address prison overcrowding and over-incarceration by people accused of drug crimes, which, according to the board, the Oregon's measure is backed by the Oregon Nurses Association, the Oregon chapter of the American College of Physicians. So you got doctors and nurses saying this needs to happen. The Oregon Academy of Family Physicians also, quote, punishing people for drug use and addiction is costly and hasn't worked. More drug treatment, not punishment, is a better approach, said the groups in a statement. Opponents include 24 district attorneys, of course, the prosecutors, who issued a recommended a no vote, saying the measure would, quote, recklessly decriminalize possession of the most dangerous type of drugs and will lead to an increase the acceptability of dangerous drugs. No, it won't. It won't increase the acceptability of it. There's not going to be a bunch of people that run out there like, all right, where's the heroin? You know,
there might be one guy, you know.
If you've been, you're not waiting on drug decriminalization to go buy heroin.
Right.
The other district, although three district attorneys backed the measure, including the top prosecutor in Oregon's most populous county, which includes Portland.
Have you been to Oregon ever?
I've not.
Okay. So there are, in every state, there are their fair share of, well, say, crazy people.
Yeah.
So I imagine there's going to be one guy that runs out in the street. Where's the heroin?
It would decriminalize possession of less than 1 gram of heroin or meth, 2 grams of cocaine, 12 grams of psilocybic mushrooms, 40 doses of LSD,
sweet,
oxycodone and methadone, and 1 gram or 5 pills of MDMA.
Nice.
I hope this passes. If it does, then hopefully we'll see more of this happening across the country. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.